Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by Randy Engston.
What's up? Oh, what a special honor.
Special honor.
I'm so grateful to be here.
Woo! All right, quick, let's jump right into it, guys, because this whole episode, we're going to give you the deets on the amazing Grow Summit that we have coming up. First off, just kind of give you some background on the Grow Summit itself. The Grow Summit started in 2019.
Yep.
And it started as an idea. What if we got a bunch of smart people in a room, brought a couple speakers in, and, you know, just shared and networked and shared. And so that's exactly what happened. And I went through my Rolodex of my, you know, CRM, and I was like, who's the best players
movers
here?
And shakers, yeah.
And, you know, my network was what it was at the time, and I reached out personally to every single person that came that year. And I told them this. I said, I don't know what we're going to do. You know, like, I don't know which direction this weekend's going to go, but I know we're going to have fun. We're going to eat.
Well.
Eat well. We're going to network.
We're going to eat this weekend, yeah.
And we're going to grow. And we're going to, you know, and that's kind of where the Growth Summit started. It was like more like a growth meeting in the beginning. And that started in 2019 in Scottsdale. And, you know, just out of an idea. And the global idea was, like, let's just get some really smart people to share what's working now. And everybody was from my network, from the speakers to every single thing, right? And it was the closest hotel to here to HQ, and we just did it. And since then, obviously with the COVID year, we are now into our sixth annual, okay? That one year we did a virtual one.
Yeah.
The virtual one was a lot of fun too, because we had 30 speakers with the same topic. Every single person had the same topic, and it was all relevant to COVID. Mm-hmm. It was, if you lost everything today, what would you do tomorrow to fix it all, or whatever, to get it all back? And so that's still out there, guys. If you're looking for the virtual one, that's still out there. Not as relevant today because of the
situation. Yeah.
So here we are. We've gone to Nashville. So we did Scottsdale, Nashville, Scottsdale, Chicago.
Yeah. With the addition of the virtual in there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Locationally. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Nashville is our other, touring
Grow
Summit.
Yeah.
And then, this year we're headed out to Chicago. Excited.
Chicago.
Hometown for me.
Yeah, that's your hometown, and Chicago makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense just central of the U.S. It's easy to get to, major hub, and we have a ton of clients in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gyms in that area.
There is, and same with the East. I mean, if you were to look at a population map, I think it's like north-south, like a line between Texas East is like 80% of the population and 20% is West.
Yeah.
So that would make sense why there's more gyms over there. So all that to be said is we're kicking it off again. We've got another great event in store. We've wrapped up all of our contracts and speakers and vendors are starting to come in now. Vendors are, you know, we have a few vendors, but our speakers are locked in. It is September 5th through 7th at the Swiss Hotel, right on the river there.
Yeah.
Right, or looking over the lake or something.
I mean, the river is right off the lake anyways. I mean, it's all right off the Michigan, or the Magnificent Mile right there.
Okay.
Michigan Avenue. So it's like the heart of like the tourist part of Chicago. It's a beautiful area.
Right. It's a great, great location. We vetted this bad boy, and I'm actually traveling out there next couple of weeks to kind of just make sure everything's locked in as far as the rooms go. Everything, I've seen everything on paper.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to go there. So we're kicking this thing off with a pre-con, and I say pre-con, but this is like a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this is the technical start of the event.
Yeah.
It starts Thursday afternoon, so we give you all Thursday morning to check into your rooms and fly in, and you know, even if your room isn't ready, we'll just have your bags in the room or whatever, super loose. We're going to do it in a classroom setting. So this isn't going to be in the main room. This is going to be in a side room where we're kind of where we're having lunch and stuff. And we're going to have basically myself and our fitness director, Zach, are going to break down million dollar gym mastery.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest goals for every gym is hit that 7-figure mark. You know, some people get there, some people don't. But like at the end of the day, there's foundational elements that you need to have in place in order to even give yourself a chance to hit a million. And that's where giving it all away. This is a workshop you don't want to miss. In fact, I've already decided how much value I'm giving in this group. My whole point is to like blow your minds.
Yeah.
You sit in that room, I want to blow your minds. I want to give you everything, playbooks, whatever you want to call it, blueprints, playbooks, swipe copy, the whole nine. Yeah. Like here is the way.
Yeah.
To do this, I think you're going to get. We have the ability to give way more in an environment that like that versus on stage.
Sure.
So you can ask questions. We can go around the room. You know, we'll have whiteboards and stuff going on in there. Okay. So that's the kickoff to the event.
Well, before you get into the event itself, though, I think just to add to why that's so important, right? There's a lot of places where you can go. There's other events. Again, the speakers from stage, massive value, and it will help massive amounts of growth. The workshop is a strategic, systemized plan of action. I mean, it's literally like the roadmap, the plan to get to $1 million, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants, I can't say everyone, but the goal is so common to desire that 7-figure gym, but it's an arbitrary goal, right? There's no tactical, this is how you go and you execute to get there. And this workshop is literally going to be a step-by-step guide to all of the systems, all of the software, all of the everything that we do here at Legacy in order to make that reality, take place. And so a little different than just, hearing some great resources that you got to kind of figure out what you're going to take, how you're going to go implement that in your business. Like this is the path. Do this.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that excites me the most is it could not be more clear on how to get there.
Yeah. And I'm taking the approach is like, this is like a coaching program. Like I'm actually going to give you the coaching that I would give a normal client, like a normal gym, just at scale, right? Mm-hmm. Say there's a couple hundred people in there. We're going to rock it out, right? It's going to be awesome. Okay. So that's kicking off on Thursday afternoon, about 1 o'clock. We'll have your badges. You can check in before or after that event, but just get your butt into that room, period. End of story. We'll pop out of there about 4:30, 5 o'clock, give you about an hour to kind of get your bags up to the room or whatever, what have you. 6 o'clock, we have our welcome mixer. Our vendors are all going to be set up at that time. We'll have badges. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres floating around, some drinks, just kind of, break the ice. Meet who's there, see all your buddies and all your friends, make sure you got your badges and all your ribbons and lanyards and all that good stuff. And about that time, they'll be finishing up the setup in the main room. And then, you guys are kind of on your own for dinner, and then we'll see you the next morning. So the next morning, we move rooms into the bigger room, and that's where we kick it off. Our MC, Pat Hilton, a guy that we've known for many years, is MCing this year. I'm excited to have him. And, as far as day one goes, the day one, I guess, format will be fix this now. Like, here's what you need to do today in your model. This is the way. We're going to bring people in on finances and what does a profitable gym look like on a P&L. We got a data wizard coming in. I'm going to introduce all these names here in a second. We've got somebody coming in to talk about how to coach your team to see what you see, that emotional intelligence side of it. And of course I'm doing some speakers. So let me just break down day one speakers. I don't know.
Well, while you're looking at that, one of the things that I want everyone to be clear on is we didn't just throw together a list of speakers that had something to say that could just fit the stage. Like we intentionally had a plan for what you need to take away between Thursday and the workshop, Friday and Saturday, and kind of created that plan of action, right? The steps that need to happen throughout that weekend in order for you to walk away with the most growth possible. And then we positioned speakers to speak to those.
I'm glad you bring that up because we kind of overlooked that as far as explaining that. That's always been the design. Exactly. We don't do a great job of telling the attendees of why we do it this way.
And it goes into the way that we do all of our things. I mean, even the way that we coach our clients on doing things in their business, it's the intentionality behind it. What is the goal we're trying to take away? What is the best, you know, tool, asset, resource, speaker in this situation that's going to help you bridge that gap in this, you know, specific area? And that's how we've created the roster, if you may.
Perfect example. And the flow of the days are intentional. So thanks for bringing that up, because John Farkas was like, you don't do a very good job of explaining why you did it this way.
Yeah.
Because we don't, to your point, we don't just decide out of blue air or whatever, blue sky, just to like throw people on a schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kick off the event. I'm going to talk about 15 years, you know, what I've learned, all the biggest lessons and how you can avoid these mistakes. Period. End of story. I've got a new book coming out called Built to Win. It's really a deeper dive into some of those chapters that what I talk about. Then our first guest speaker is Dan Wymura. Dan Wymura is out of Push Press. He's the CEO and founder of Push Press. And the reason we're bringing Dan in is Dan has a unique perspective on all the data. Over thousands and thousands of gyms. And he's got amazing graphics to share, because I've already kind of gone through. Again, by the way, this is all happening in the background. I'm going through their slides and what they're speaking on and making sure it's got the value for you, the attendee, period. Like this is very intentional. Again, thanks for bringing that up.
If you're not familiar, we had Dan on the podcast too, end of February, early March, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And again, we had a real, I mean, we had what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of kind of just the top level data,
tip of the iceberg,
you know, tip of the iceberg when it came to that conversation. Again, the Grow Summit is going to be a deep dive into what that data means for you as a business owner, how you can leverage that knowledge and the data, interpret it in a way that's going to help you grow and really elevate your business.
Right. And if I think about early years of gym ownership, I always wanted to know how I stacked up to the best in the world. And nobody had the data to share with me, because it was either not shared or unknown. And so the question that you're asking yourself is, what is normal? What is a good look? What does a profitable gym look like? And him and the next speaker are going to like slam that information 100% clear to you. So Dan's got thousands of gyms using his software, and he can tell you what the revenue per member is and how long they're staying and the biggest churn months and where the, on a scatter chart, where the majority of the gyms rank in regards to revenue per month and all these great things. He's also going to take these outliers, the ones that are doing the best, and deeper dive and like, here's what these guys are doing. Because what I told him, I'm like, if I'm sitting in the audience and there's these big bunch of people in the middle, and then there's like a dozen gyms over here to the right just doing really, really well, I'm thinking, what are those guys doing? Because I want to do what those guys are
exactly
doing. And so he's like, okay, great, now I'll put that into the presentation. So thousands of gyms, the data from the man himself, and here's what the best gyms in the world are doing. Okay, so then we're bringing in John Briggs is the creator, not the creator of Profit First, but he's the author of Profit First for Micro Gyms. This was the first book I read that really showed me 100% what the margins and the percentage allocation should be for line items. If you're a business owner, which you will be, because that's the only people that are going to be in this room are gym owners, this is you have to know this information.
Yeah.
If you avoid your numbers because you don't understand them, this is going to fix that. So he's got thousands of clients that use him as an accounting service for gyms to do the bookkeeping and the tax returns. Another unique perspective of what the best gyms in the world are doing. And so he was going down one direction with tax strategy, and I said, no, let's bring it over here and show people where the KPI should be for a healthy, profitable business. And then you can go back to your P&L and say, okay, where are we off the mark? Or we're doing pretty good, or here's what we need to fix. Why wouldn't you want to know that information?
Well, I mean, top thought that comes to mind is it's not what you make, right? And that right there is going to be the tell. It's not just about the gross revenue. No. It's about what you keep. It's about the net. It's about how successful is the business at earning that revenue and keeping it in the pocket. You know what I mean? And to me, that's, again, we're talking very tactical, specific, takeaways that will impact your business. I mean, you're going to have a blueprint of success right here, and you're going to be able to look at your business and say, all right, where am I in alignment with success?
Yeah. Where am I missing the mark?
And, yep.
Yeah, great point. So, guys, I'm actually doing this topic this morning. I was like, yeah, we're going to talk about the growth summit, but now that I'm really talking about it, it's like, I'm getting more excited.
I can tell you're getting excited.
I'm getting more excited about it because I put myself as an attendee. Gym owner, I am one. What are the things I need to know? And I got to just kind of sometimes take myself back 10 years and be like, okay, yeah, that would be some pretty important information. The next speaker is one of our Iron Circle members. She is doing something. She's been teaching gym owners and actually business leaders this one thing, and I'll take a half step back, and I'm chewing up my words, but the point is this. I said, Lindsay Vastola, I said, how can I teach my team to see what I see? Because I can walk into the gym, find five things immediately, and they walk past those same things every single day. She goes, oh, I teach that. I go, because I was like,
who can we bring in?
Who can we bring in to teach this? She goes, that's exactly what I teach.
That's what I do.
So she blew everybody in the Iron Circle's minds away, like, oh my gosh, this is so great. So I had to bring her on stage for the Growth Summit because I was like, gym owners get so frustrated with their teams because only you see the things that they don't see, right? And so she's like, I'll fix that for everybody.
There you go.
Okay, so now I'm like, thinking and putting myself in as an attendee. I'm a gym owner. I've got a team. I get frustrated with the team because they don't do the things I need them to do. They don't see the things first, and they're not.
And that's where this is really going to be impactful. So it's now, not that they're not executing. It's the fact that they just don't even see it needs to happen. Yep. And that's her solution.
And so here I am now. I got that solution. So she's got some tactics, tricks, and things that you can layer into your team meetings and to your team trainings to make sure that, hey, everybody's on the same page. So staff development.
Yeah, and in more of an awareness realm.
Yes.
Like that's what awareness. It really comes down. Awareness is the key takeaway there is how do we get our team to be more aware of the things that need to happen? What walking past the napkin that didn't make it into the trash bin or there's marks all over the glass. Why didn't somebody wipe it down when they walked by? Like all of those little things. You're either hyper aware of all those things or you look right past it all. And so she's going to help bridge that gap and make our team more aware.
More aware and trainings to do so.
Yep.
And then I'm going to wrap up the day with a killer presentation on sharing what the best of the best in the world are doing. So I have a unique perspective of working directly with the highest performers in the industry. And I'm going to share the way they do things.
There you go.
What else do you need, right? Like. Then we're gonna end the day with our happy hour and round table. So this is gonna be the opportunity where speakers are gonna sit down at tables. We'll have topics up there, and you can sit down and talk to myself, you, Randy, Lindsay, John Briggs, Dan, or anybody in day two. We're gonna have tables. You just sit down and jam. Mm-hmm. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres. We'll have some drinks, and then the vendors will all be there, and you can just kind of mix mingle and just kind of relax for the end of the evening and go off and have dinner somewhere, and then. Come right back to day number three. Here we go. Saturday morning, kicking it off with somebody that is changing the game in the industry. Somebody that sees things out in front 10 years before they happen. His name is Cuoco Black. He is a gym designer. He is the gentleman that I hired for my own facility to transform it from Pulse Fitness to Legacy Personal Training and everything in between in the interior design. Color schemes, lighting panels, materials. He's just a artist.
Yeah, he's an art. Great word. Yeah.
He is an artist, and he puts together some of the most eclectic looking gyms I've ever seen. And you might be thinking, well, cool, the gym looks cool. No, the gym, it puts you in an ocean of one.
Yes, there you go.
Puts you in a market of one. When somebody walks into this gym and they've been in three other gyms in this area, they just know something's different. They know it. It's like, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this. Oh my God, it's beautiful. It allows you to charge more.
Absolutely.
If we're being honest.
Yeah.
There's just a different. So the last thing you want to do is look like every other gym.
It goes back to, we had Jesse Cole talking to the Iron Circle from the Savannah Bananas, and one of the things that he said was, when everybody's doing this, do something else.
There you go.
And that's the same thing. Like, guys, we've all been in a million gyms. We know what a gym looks like from our experiences. This is your opportunity to not be one of any others. Like, I mean, literally, you're in your own ocean. You're one of one. There's no words. I mean, literally walk through the doors and it's an experience. It's something you have to experience in order to really understand.
Yeah.
It's the color of the walls type of thing. You know,
black rubber, green turf, white walls, like that. Just sit in that and look, take pictures of the slides. Your mind's going to be blown. All right. So then we're going to move into another Iron Circle member, Scott Carpenter. Scott Carpenter is, we're talking wealth. Okay. So by the way, day two is all about the future.
There you go.
Day one's about the here and now. Day two is about the future. So how do you take the money that you're making from your facilities and your gyms as cash flow and turn it into long-term wealth? Because at the end of the day, let's freaking be honest here. You're not doing this for today. You're doing this for life, right? So you're doing this to set yourself up, your family, for wealth, investments, tax strategies, life insurance policies, all the things. We're going to, you know, it might be a little over the head for some folks, but for those that need to hear this, and those who aren't quite there yet, you're going to need to know this stuff.
I was just going to say the same thing. You're still going to, like, you might be rooted in fixing or working on the things in the four walls today, but if you don't have a vision for where the future is, if you don't know, if you're not at least keen into this conversation, you're going to miss the mark, right? Because it's the whole skating to where the puck's going.
There you go.
You know, even as you're making the changes in your gym today, you still want to know that they're in alignment with the direction that you're going. You don't want to just go do everything that's working today and then forget the fact that tomorrow something else might happen. It might be different, you know, in 6 months from now. You have to start to prepare yourself for being, you know, again, even in that blue ocean ahead of everybody else, because market saturation, adoption, like, you don't want to be the last person to figure out the changes. You know what I mean? You're the last one to get paid when it comes to that. And you want clients coming to you because you're the first in the area to have those ideas or be that unique, whether it's design, whether it's the service that you bring to the table, whether it's, I mean, there's so many different aspects, but that's the power of the future focus of day two.
Yep.
Or three, I guess.
It's day three, technically. So attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. And then we're going to bring a little panel up there. We have some select gym owners that we've been working with that they're going to share their experiences on what are the things that got them to accelerate, like the hockey stick, right? What were the three strategic moves that you made that decided to change the trajectory of your gym from a $300,000, $400,000 gym to a $900,000 to $1.1 million gym? And trust me, there's not a whole lot of tweaks.
No.
It was some strategic things that were done that opened the floodgates and allowed these gyms to scale out of control. And again, I'm taking this from an attendee standpoint. If I'm a gym owner stuck at a ceiling, say it's 30K, say it's 50K, you know, if I'm stuck and I want to break through that, there's things that will keep you from breaking through it, and there's moves that you can make that will absolutely explode through that glass ceiling. We're bringing a moderator up there to kind of just bang this out, ask questions. We'll leave it. We'll let the group... let the audience ask questions. It's going to be very interactive. Super cool.
With that though, too, it's, I want to frame that though, because quite often you can hear those revenue numbers and you'd be like, oh yeah, but you know, they've had their gym for 25 years. They've been in business for 15 years. The people that are on that stage have done those types of changes that have impacted their business within 6 months, a year,
yep,
2 years. I mean, they've literally doubled and tripled revenue in what people would consider a blink of an eye.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's not just, oh, you know, it's cool for them because they've put the work in and they've been at it forever and things like that. No, these are strategic changes that you could do, and in your 1 year mark from that point could also experience similar results. Yeah. That to me is massive.
I'll give you a great example. Nashville was 2 years ago. Yep. We had some people in that audience that we're going to bring on stage. They weren't on stage then. They took their gyms from mid 300s to the mid 900s in 2 years. Okay. Now, not only did all these changes happen in these last 2 years because of these specific things they did, but they were in business for 10 years prior to that with no growth.
Yeah, so that was the glass ceiling was at 300 mark.
They 350, 360. They were just, they couldn't get past it. They did X, Y, and Z, and now they tripled. Like, think about that. So if anything, a gym owner that's been in business for 10 years and then only makes the changes and grows in the last year or two, that to me is everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Because if you don't make those changes, you'll be in the same place 10 years from now and be like, why didn't I make those changes? Okay, let's keep moving. By the way, lunch is provided both days for all attendees. So, and we eat good.
We eat very good.
We're going to eat healthy. One of the biggest compliments we get is on our food. I'm like, and again, it's intentional and strategic. Yep. I drill the chefs on everything. I want to make sure nothing's fried. We got some gluten-free options, stuff like that. You know, it basically comes down to protein.
Protein. Make sure there's plenty of protein. We know our audience. How do we eat? How do our people want to eat? Yeah. Make it like this.
Yeah.
Make it that way.
And I'll tell you, off the menus that they give us, there's nothing you'd want to eat. It's all fried. All right, moving on. Then we're bringing John Farkas up there. John Farkas, just in the last year, another 10-year gym owner. But in the last year, he went from one gym to four gyms in 9 months, the last 9 months. He's going to talk about all the things he had to do and put in place. Now, why would we bring up a guy that scaled from one to four gyms in 9 months? Well, what's the number one thing a gym owner wants? They want multiple locations. Obviously, you want to be profitable in the first one. But most gym owners, they're like, hey, I want to open 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. He did it all in the last 9 months. So this isn't like, hey, I opened up 10 gyms over the last 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
No, this is like super, super hyper focused. Then one of our first keynote speaker, Thomas Plummer, industry legend.
Yeah.
A guy that I've looked to for leadership over my 15 years in the business. One of my first coaches in the industry. I used him as a consultant when I was first starting out, and we've kept in touch for this long. He's going to explain what he thinks is the biggest opportunity in the fitness industry in the last 40 years. Again, the future. Day two, day three is the future. Where's the puck going?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say, it's going to be a little bit of a history lesson because there's a lot of people that are just opening their gyms in the last two, three, four, five years that have no idea of how we got here. So I said, you need to explain that too, because there's lessons learned along the way. And then here's where the biggest opportunity is going to be in the next 10 years. And so if I'm a gym owner sitting in that audience, I need to know that information, right?
And again, Thomas is a guy who's been, he's not out there trying to figure it out now. He's in the ears. He's worked with the most successful, some of the largest brands in fitness across the nation worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
If we were going to put somebody on the stage to talk about something like that, it's people like him. It's somebody like that who... there's no assumption anymore. There's no just pure throwing shit at the wall, hoping something sticks type of thing. Like this is the path that's figured out from the evidence that's on the writing's on the wall. Yep. You know what I mean? And to me, again, it's not just theoretical. It's not just, hey, maybe this is something that you guys should take a look at. No, this is the direction that things are going. This is why you need to be in alignment.
Yep. Yep.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least $30,000 or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
Biggest indicator of the future is past.
Exactly.
Right? So He's going to explain everything that he's seeing in the trends. He's a statistics nerd, so he's looking at. He's going to bring stats out there. It's going to kind of blow your mind. So I've already seen some of this stuff. In our final keynote, the guy that's going to wrap up the day and wrap up the show, a guy that we've seen on stage a few times. He's been on Jimmy Kimmel. He's been in, you know, interviewed by CNN and Fox Sports and all these major, you know, companies. He was the personal trainer of Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon, the best coach in the world.
He literally just named the number one performance coach in the world.
Yeah. We have the number one performance coach in the world, Tim S. Grover. He will be on stage blowing minds. We just saw him in Las Vegas about a year ago. I told him at that event, because we had an after party where the speakers were, and I told him that I'm going to hire him one day to get on that stage. And it took a year, but then here we are. So pumped for him. He is a local Chicago guy.
Yep.
So he's obviously worked with the Bulls and everybody else in between. Super successful. The an author of the best-selling book, Winning and Relentless. And if you ever get a chance to... If you probably already read those books, but listen to them on audio or whatever. Amazing, amazing man. A guy that's he's going to have you jumping through walls.
Oh, yeah. This guy's going to be the one that helps you break barriers. Like, you might have the path, but like getting the small amount of room between your ears to actually go do it.
Yep.
He's the guy that's going to fuel that fire.
He's going to fuel it. Yep.
We're motivated individuals, but I remember leaving that room when he was speaking. I'm like, I didn't know I had this level of intensity in me.
Juice.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep.
You kick it into your last gear, and it's just, man, he's so phenomenal at creating the connection too. Not just very top level. Like, he's going to make it really relevant to you as far as like what fuels you in that seat. What are your motivators? Not just pulling from mine or his success or things like that. It's like, he lights that fire within you, and it's so powerful.
Yeah,
to see.
And I'm amped already thinking about it. Now, at the end of that, at the end of his talk, he's going to slide off into a private room where the Iron Circle gets a chance to do meet and greets with him, take photos, get a signed copy of his book, all set up for the Iron Circle. To join that, to kind of hang for a little bit. And then we have an after party, an Iron Circle only after party. You'll get an opportunity to be at the after party. We're still picking the venue, but we're looking for a speakeasy right now. We're just kind of relax, close the night out, get a hang out with the speakers. I'll try to get Grover there. I don't know.
I
don't know if he's a big partier, but I know Plummer will be there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll close it down with us.
And all the other speakers that are kind of lining the event, they should be there unless they got to get going. But that's it. That's our event. If I think about this in a nutshell, we have everything from tactical, hands-on, use this calculator, take this swipe copy, run this play in your gym, to here's how do you fix some of the problems, here's what perfect, you know, great gyms are doing, here's a great P&L to kind of model and try to go up against, train my staff, making sure my staff sees what I see. Here's the way gyms are doing it that are winning, you know, the top, you know, 50 gyms in the world are, you know, we get to see behind the curtain. I'm going to share that with everybody. Investment strategies, gym design for the future, the biggest opportunity in 40 years, how I scaled my gyms to 1 to 4 in 9 months. You know, and then we've got Tim Grover to close us out. Mindset. We're bringing some people on stage to ask questions. It's dialed in.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the fun part about, you know, you've heard Tim and I talk about it. Like, we're never doing one again. It's because coming out of them, there's like a hangover. It's like so intense that it's like, man, I don't know if I could do that any better, any different with the lineup that we've done this year with, again, back to the intentionality behind it. We, you know, working with gym owners and talking to gym owners every day, this path is developed from those conversations. This is our way of being able to intentionally design the answers you guys need to hear, you're looking for today, the direction for the future, all of it in one, you know, easy to consume 3-day experience.
Yeah. And I want to put the information in front of you at the right time. So, like, you know, you may be in this crowd. Maybe you're a 30K guy, and you're going to hear those 2, 3, 4 things. Like, oh my, that was the thing. Because at the end of the day, you could be an information overload at any event you go to.
Sure.
And so whenever I go to an event, especially at this phase of my career, I look for two things, one, two, three things max. You can never do everything.
Yeah.
But if I see the data that Dan Wymera is going to share and say, okay, these are what the best gyms in the world are doing. And then I see a P&L of what the best gyms look like. And I see on stage three or four gyms that made the biggest transition of their lives in the last 2 to 3 years, last 1 to 2 years. And what did those guys do? And I see an element from a gym in New Zealand that Coco shares. I'm like, man, that would look really cool in my facility. I would take that. And then I hear Thomas Plummer talking about, here's a big opportunity. If I'm not going that way, maybe I shift paths and go that way. And I've got a couple, I get frustrated with my coaches and I want them to kind of understand my brain a little bit better. I'm going to take some stuff from Lindsay. You know, all these speakers, they all pile into the global thing of taking 3, 4, 5 nuggets and just taking those things and winning, period. This is not theoretical.
Yeah.
At all. Every speaker up there has to have tactical information that you can take and go and implement on Monday morning. I'm over the events where it's like theory.
Yeah.
Guys that just were thinking things, they are not doing things. That like that doesn't help you. What helps you is, this is what I did in my gym that it resulted in that. Oh, and by the way, I didn't even talk about this. One of my favorite parts of any of the events I've ever done is called Needle Movers.
Needle Movers, yep.
And I'm going to run a Needle Movers, and we got some cool software that's going to help us kind of facilitate this. Guys, this is we're going to take everybody in the audience, and we're going to break y'all up in small groups. Don't be afraid if you're an introvert or whatever, super, super, low-key, super relaxed. And we're just going to share between each other what is the biggest thing that you implemented in your gym over the last 90 days that moved the needle the furthest. We're going to take a vote, and then we're going to bring up people on stage to say, I did these things that resulted in that result, and here's how I did it. What else do you want? Like, we're going to have a couple hundred gyms there, hopefully more, but like, look, that's why we're doing this podcast. Go buy your tickets, guys. By the way, go buy your tickets.
We'd love for you to be there. Yeah.
The link is in the show notes. We'd love to have you guys there. Early bird is on right now. The prices just go up from there. We have a GA ticket and we have a VIP ticket, okay? And so with the VIP ticket, you get all the recordings from this event. You get premium seating. You get drink tickets. And you get all of our past recordings for every single Grow Summit you've ever missed, too. Or even if you went to them, you're going to get the recordings for those as well.
Yep.
So that's the VIP, but we do have a GA ticket that's a little bit less, but that's the cheapest they're going to be is right now. Mm-hmm. They're just going up as we get, every month we get closer, they're going to go up $100. So jump on it now.
Yeah, lock in your seats. Obviously, to Tim's point, when you open up that landing page, when you open up the information for the summit, that price is going to be the cheapest it's going to be available moving forward. Mm-hmm. So if you wait a month, to Tim's point, the price is going to go up at some point.
Yeah.
Just lock in your seat now, get your ticket for the cheapest that you're going
to
be
able to. And by the way, we threw a refund policy in there for up to 45 days. So if you buy it now, something happens, we'll give you a refund back as long as it's, we have a date on there on the FAQ. So like if you're on the fence and you're planning on wanting to go, buy it now, lock in your cheapest seat. And, you know, if something changes, hopefully it doesn't, you can still get out of that ticket by whatever date.
I think it was the beginning of August or something.
Okay.
But yeah.
So a month before. So yeah. if that helps you lock in your seat now, go do it, because we'll give you a refund if you can't make it, as long as you let us know before that date. So.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, even the full price tier 3 VIP for what you're walking away with, any one of these speakers is going to be multiples of value of that ticket. Any one of them. The food that you're going to eat over the lunches that you're going to have, you're going to feel good about what you've spent to be able to enjoy that experience. We want to keep this as available to as many gym owners as possible. You know, that we've seen the cost of tickets and other, you know, events go up to well over
$1,200
and $1,500, things like that. We don't want to play in that game right now. We want to make it easy for you to get there. We want to see you win. And then be able to take that stuff and implement it.
Yeah.
Make the changes in the gym that are discussed from that weekend. That is exactly how, I mean, hell, some of these speakers, some of the panelists that we bring up on stage, like here's the evidence. They've done what we're asking you to go do, and they're experiencing those wins. Success leaves clues. Just go follow the path that's already there.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go out on a limb and I'll put this on the podcast. This will be the best business event you go to this year or ever for gym owners, period. And I can tell you this. Here's how I know. I know all the other events.
Yeah.
I know all those other events are put on by non-gym owners.
Yeah, also true.
Okay. I already know. There's nobody that's in the gym in the trenches that thinks like I think. Nobody thinks like me. I'm throwing it out there. I don't care. Like, I know what you need. I'm putting the order of the speakers, the information they're giving you in a strategic way, starting from the pre-con workshop to the final speaker, Tim Grover. It's all intentional. You're going to go through this journey of, I don't know what to do, I'm stuck, to holy shit, I can do this. And this is the way.
Yep.
This is the way I do it. And that's the transformation we're going to take you on. There's no secrets here. This is the exact point of this is, I want you to, you have doubts right now. You're hitting ceilings. You're losing clients. You don't know where to get new clients. You don't know if I'm doing good or if I'm not. All that is perfectly okay walking into the room.
Absolutely.
By the time you walk out of the event, you're going to be crystal clear. This is the way that I get there. Here's why I'm stuck, and here's how to get over it. And I'm going to go back on Monday morning and kill everybody.
Yep.
Everybody will die because I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
So period, end of story. If you come to this event and you can't look at me, you know, at the end of the event and tell me that was the best gym business event you've ever been to, I'll give you a refund. And you just find me at the event. Hey, yep. Tim, that was not the best event I've ever been to. I would like a refund, and I will write you a check right there on the spot.
Happily. Yep.
That's your guarantee from me. The guy who's spending several six figures to put this event on, I'll hand you a refund back if you tell me it's not the best. Period. So be there. Love to meet you in person. Shake your hand. Help you along the way and help you win. Like, that's the end of the day. That's what we do.
That's why we're here.
Link in show notes. Grab your tickets now. Hopefully that gets you fired up like I am. I'm going to ready to run through this wall here. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.